Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, I trust in my life and it's beautiful. The most powerful stance you can take today, tomorrow, and always is to stand in the trust of your life. This mantra, I trust in my life and it's beautiful. It holds the magic to make miracles happen because it's the cosmic eraser of self-imposed fear and doubt. When you repeat, I trust in my life and it's beautiful, it allows you to stand in your natural, empowered posture that liberates your life to thrive. You can feel a calm settling in at the core of you. It's magical as you trust in your beautiful life. I was just listening to a podcast with Russell Brand and Tony Robbins, and what Tony Robbins said is he made a commitment a couple of years ago. This is like a relevant podcast conversation that he just had about how a couple of years ago, he drew a definitive line in the sand for his own life. And that line was to have a beautiful life. Because he knew anytime he would dip down into any form of suffering, which would be frustration, stress, anger, that he'd only give himself 90 seconds and then he would bring himself to a changed state because that's the only way he can live in the place that creates a beautiful life. And what I loved about hearing words like that come out of Tony Robbins is because oftentimes if a mantra or an inspirational statement like, I trust in my life and it's beautiful, could sound like it's not grounded in the practical, tactical way to move with momentum forward in creating the life you want. Like it could sound like a little ethereal. I loved it because Tony Robbins embodies a lot of what I would call the transformational physicality, you know, just teaching people how to change states and how to be practical with going after their dreams and aspirations and unleashing the power within. And to use such clear languaging and words that he made a declaration that his life was going to be beautiful. That's the bar he set for himself. A year ago, I felt like I was amidst a lot of change in my life and a lot that I didn't know the answers to that 2018 was rolling into. And 2018 was definitely a very pivotal, transitional, transformational year in a way that I felt like I hadn't been to the depth of that in over a decade. I mean, a year ago at this time, this is when Santa Barbara went through the wildfires. Next came the mudslides. And then following that, that same storm that brought in the mudslides, as my son was driving cross country, he got into a 9-car accident because of snow that landed on the Tennessee-Kentucky border that the highways there just were not equipped to be able to clear out. That began. Then I had to move. That was a sudden, unexpected change. This is just really like more of the circumstantial, situational things that came up in my life. But there was definitely a depth of deep healing, reflective, corrective transformation that 2018 has been for me. It was a big year for me of some deeply shifting transformational change. And when I began 2018, just at the end of 2017, anybody who knew me, my mantra that I was saying out loud is, you know, I didn't know a lot of different things, the answers of how things were going to work out, but I'm like, I'm trusting in my life and it's beautiful. And when I hit the depth, especially over the summer, where I felt some really heavy sadness and deep emotional clearing in my own life, it was harder to feel that sense of I trust in my life and it's beautiful. But at the core of me, at the most silent, centered place, the seed of our soul, the posture that we're meant to walk in, the original knowing, in the benevolent belonging that we come into this world with, that we always have available with us, is a place that our life can be carried by the magnanimous power that we can trust in, lean in, and create a beautiful life with. And today, on this day, what I'd like for you to do is to believe in your dreams, believe in the inspiration that you're feeling moving through you right now. Find the most inspiring intention that you want to bring forth in this new year for yourself. And trust in it and believe in the beautiful life that wants to unfold from it. I love this Monday mantra card, this image for this mantra. I trust in my life and it's beautiful. I just was able to complete, and this just feels like the best Christmas gift to me, of having these Monday mantra deck cards come to life in a beautiful gift bundle. 52 beautiful cards where every design was held to the highest energy. This particular design to this card, laying them all 52 out on the table when the first printed deck came to me. This particular mantra card was my youngest son's favorite one. I love seeing, you know, everybody have what speaks to them and the energy of each card that speaks to them. And so I love this card that I trust in my life and it's beautiful, because this was one of my son's favorite cards. There's a lot of them in there that are beautiful and favorite to different family members that have looked at them. And I can't wait to hear from you which ones are your favorite ones. There is a very limited amount of inventory left because we did add extra for those that were unable to order when we ran out. And so if you want to have this in time for Christmas, we are taking orders just for the next couple of days until we run out of inventory. And what a beautiful gift this is in the $20 price range. The power of this mantra, I trust in my life and it's beautiful. It is about this energy that already rides and resonates and has a power that can help carry us through. These Monday mantra gift cards, this was a dream come true for me. This would not have happened without you. This was an energy that these Monday mantra cards have a life of their own. I know when I began posting these, I had decided I was only going to do it for a year and then reevaluate. But by then it had taken off on a life of its own. People were loving it. I end up adding in the audios that then turned into this podcast. And I would constantly get asked, Anne, when are you going to make the Monday mantras into cards? And so here it is. And I feel like this Christmas that the best gift for me was seeing this dream come true of these cards to come to life, and then watching how much they were embraced, ordered for gifts, and they're being taken out into the world in their own energy, and they're becoming something because of you. And so in this mantra today, I trust in my life and it's beautiful. There is that connection that is the truest part of you that you can trust in, you can lean in, you can count on. It's not where fear sits. It's where your power sits. And it's where your whole beautiful life unfolds from. So today, this week, this mantra, it's magical for you. Speak to it. I trust in my life and it's beautiful. No matter what is going on, no matter what feels unknown, even if there's areas of your life you don't have the answers to, speak to this mantra. It infuses power of truth for the beautiful life that wants to unfold for you to resonate out into your world. I trust in my life and it's beautiful. May you know this for this day and tomorrow. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.